Life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Joining us again is Joseph.
Hey, what's up?
Our junior of the group. How are you doing?
Doing good. Excited to be here.
Good. It is day 535.
Again, don't like that.
We're just adding like 14 days every time.
Yeah.
But it's crazy, dude. You're over halfway.
It feels like this semester has flown by so much. I feel like we just got here. Like it's so weird.
Honestly,
that we're already at midterms and
we're in the middle of October. We're about to go on fall break.
Yeah. Like the more I think about it, the more I'm like, we're almost only like a month and a half out of being at finals, and I don't like that.
It's crazy.
But you know, we're okay. It's just flying by. Having fun.
Well, that's why we need to take advantage of the present while we have it.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so at the beginning of this journal entry, you mentioned that you were at homecoming. So
yes.
You saw the parade, and you saw two movies that same night.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So we went to the Friday, didn't do a whole lot, just normal Friday stuff. And then the homecoming day parade was, you know, Saturday morning. So much fun. We didn't do anything like crazy fun. It was just, you know, watching people go through the parade, always a blast. And I, as a junior, like I know enough people now that like almost every group that went by, I knew people. So we're all like screaming at them, having fun. We actually were standing like right in front of Lawler, and then behind us and to the left was where like Sage and Zach were doing their like live stream thing.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And so me and my friend walked up behind it and then kind of stood there. And then my friend turned around and like started pointing at the camera, and he was like pushing me. Like we were just being stupid in front of the camera just to be dumb. But it was super fun. Honestly, super cool to like, I'd actually never gone to the homecoming parade just because it's at 9 in the morning and I didn't want to wake up
on a weekend. Yeah. We want to sleep. I know.
Exactly. So, but I'm honestly so glad I went. I kind of regret not going the past couple of years, but it was a blast. Super good time. And then, yeah, then we watched. So then I have a friend and he was like begging us to watch these two like indie films, which made me like a little hesitant because, you know, an indie film that has low budget, you're kind of like,
is it worth it?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be that good. But so he rented a room in Apple. He's like, we're watching this. So a bunch of us went to Apple. And then we watched these two movies called Coherence and Primer. Fantastic. Like some of the best movies I've ever seen. Coherence, fully improvised, no scripts.
What?
Yeah. They have like, they plan out this idea, and then they had a bunch of actors come in and they just gave them note cards with like their character and their motivations, and they don't know what's going on. So all of like the actors' like reactions to everything is fully genuine. There's no scripts, it's entirely improvised.
That is fascinating.
It was really cool. It does make a couple parts feel a little like janky just because they're trying to figure it out. They're trying to like figure out what they're doing and everything because they don't have a full-on script. But when it like comes together well, like it's really, really cool. It's a very well-done movie. And then Primer is what Coherence is based off of. And Primer is a little bit shorter, way lower budget, But that one is scripted, but that one's like super confusing. It's like a time travel movie. The way they do time travel is like trying to be more scientific with it, so it makes it so hard to understand what's going on. But it was also really good. It was really cool. Solid movies. Great weekend, honestly. Would recommend watching them.
Good. Now, the next day, you had an interview.
Yeah. Well, 2 days after that, because it was the Monday after.
Oh, Saturday was the parade.
Saturday was parade, movie Saturday, Sunday, normal stuff.
Monday. Interview, yes. Mm-hmm,
yep. So I've been applying for internships since kind of like early on this semester, just because I'm a junior and need to look for something. And so I just kind of been applying everywhere. And then I saw Garmin, the watch company, had a bunch of internships open up. And I've been using Garmin running watches forever. So then I applied to a bunch of their different things, and a bunch of them were getting back to me. They're like, no, we're not choosing you. I was like, okay, I guess I'm not working at Garmin. But then I got one from Kansas, Alothi, Kansas, I think is how you pronounce it. Aloth, something like that.
I couldn't tell you.
And they were like, we want you to come and do an interview. So I set one up. I had that Monday. And that one was just a very like preliminary interview, just kind of like your basic like non-technical questions of just like, you know, what interests you in us? Like, what's your biggest weakness? What's your biggest strength? Why do you enjoy coding? Stuff like that. And it went really well. And then later that week, I got a call back. And so I had to do a second interview a week after that. And that one was a lot more intense. That one was more of like a technical interview kind of thing. So I had to sit down on a video call with another with a software engineer that works at Garmin. And so it's like three different sections. The first section was more kind of non-technical questions where it was just kind of talking about me. And the second section was technical questions where it was like stuff I've learned in class. So it's kind of like a mini exam, except you can't study because you don't know what they're actually going to ask you.
Right.
So it was intense. I think I did well in that part. There was one question where I was like, I don't know the answer to this, which is a little rough. But everything else, I think I answered really well. And I've never had a technical interview before, so I don't know like how like that fits in with what I should usually expect. But yeah, every question I answered well except for one where I was like, yeah, I remember learning that, but I don't remember what the answer is. And then the third part was a coding exercise where I literally sat and had had the software engineer watch me as I coded, like did a coding problem that he gave me, which is really stressful because coding in general is kind of like, I guess stressful is kind of a good word for it. Sometimes it's just hard to make progress for like stupid reasons. Like you just made one mistake and you can't find it. And so whenever you're sitting there and then you're already kind of stressing over that, and then you have someone watching you do it, which adds more pressure and more anxiety to it. It was intense, but I did well. I got was able to solve the problem. So, yeah, I have no idea what to expect, like out of the turnout of that. But, that was just another spot where, Philippians 4:6 was really, I remember like praying and like reading through Philippians 4:6 right before I had the interview, just to try to keep it on the front of my mind and just really trust God with it. Cause it's like, you know, when it comes down to it, nothing's in my control. God's got it. So if God wants me to be there, he's going to put me there.
Of course. Yeah. I believe that. Yeah. So how does it feel being a junior? You don't have a degree yet, and yet you're doing internships to the point where they are questioning your knowledge ability.
Yeah.
What is that like?
Sometimes it makes me feel almost inadequate in some ways. It makes me feel like I'm not doing enough yet or like haven't done enough in the past to prepare me for where I'm at. And so I think, especially because I'm like now I'm starting to get really interested in what we're doing because I'm actually understanding it well. Like I've got a good grasp on like a lot of computer engineering concepts. So like I've been buying like little mini microcontrollers that I can mess with myself and then start coding and messing with that. Or I've been like diving into doing some random like coding events just for fun. And like I feel like I understand it now to do that. But I almost feel like if I was doing it 2 years ago, I'd feel more prepared now, but I didn't know enough to do it 2 years ago.
Right.
So I think part of it is I have to keep reminding myself that the majority of people are at the same place as I am, if not like not at the same spot, just because we're all juniors in college doing the same thing. So they have learned the same things I've learned up until this point.
And those interviewing you know that too.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's just what I got to keep reminding myself is they're not expecting some person who's got, you know, 10 years of job experience has been working in their line of industry forever. They're really looking for somebody who is an intern and wants to learn. So that's kind of what I've tried to keep telling myself with all that. And again, trying to trust in the Lord that he has me where he wants me to be at right now.
It sounds like you're in a good mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to be. You know, some days it's a little bit rough, but for the most part, yeah, it's been really good.
Speaking of rough, you've done homecoming and then you've done internships. And on top of all that, you have to do academics.
Yes. Yeah.
And it sounds like you have a lot on your plate right before fall break.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So I had these last 2 weeks, I had two exams. I had a New Testament exam the Monday after homecoming. And then this last Tuesday, I had a linear systems exam, but like praise the Lord, I killed it on both of them. Yeah, like high A's on both of them, like feeling really happy with that. And then I got my electronics exam grade back and I did a lot better than I thought. It's still not the best test grade, but it wasn't bad. And so I was expecting like a 40, and so I passed decently well. So like, you know, feel really great about that. And then my teacher's being super generous because a lot of people did poorly, so he's letting us retake the exam to get up to a 90% on it. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, so that a bunch of just ways that even though academics have been intense and like a lot of work, God's been super faithful through it and like really been just coming alongside me. And I think I've definitely had a lot less anxiety about stuff like that this semester than I've had in the past years. And I think part of it is just my focus on Philippians 4:6 and focusing on just like trusting God with that rather than trying to trust in my own like capabilities.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
Do you have any plans for fall break?
Fall break, it's been all over the place. So one of my friends, he lives in Illinois, And so he's been talking to some of us about possibly going down with him because he wants to go back to see his family, but he also kind of wants to hang out with us. So I've been considering that, but I think I'm leaning more towards going home because my older brother graduated college like 2 years ago now, I think. And he lives in Tennessee, and I haven't seen him since winter break last year. And I think my parents and like little brothers are going to drive down to Memphis, to visit him over like, cause their fall break is the week after like ours starts. So they're going to go that weekend. And so I think I'm going to go home and, like go with them to go see Michael and stuff. And I'd get to see my little brothers do their last cross country race.
Aw, that's nice.
Yeah. So I really want to be able to do that. So I think my friend is a little disappointed when I talked about probably going home. But I think it's the right choice just to hang out with my family.
Yeah, priorities.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm excited though. It'll be a good break. I need a little bit of rest, you know, just like 2 or 3 days. That sounds so nice, you know?
Dude, I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like the like fall Thanksgiving spring break kind of thing. Cause it's not long enough that I feel like I should get like start working again. Mm-hmm. So it's really just go home. Usually I've got all my schoolwork done. I don't have anything coming up super soon. So it's like, I can just go home and actually rest. Like I don't have to do anything. I can sleep in, I can sit around and do nothing for, you know, 3 days. And sometimes that's like exactly what I need after feel like I'm going at 100 miles per hour every day in college.
Right.
So I'm excited.
Good. Good. Joseph, it's really encouraging to hear everything that's been going on in your life. And it sounds like you're in a really good spot. Despite it being difficult at times, mm-hmm. you are trusting in the Lord to get you through it.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the best thing you can do,
yeah,
honestly.
God's been faithful. That's all I can say. Really faithful.
Well, we will check back in with you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, sounds good.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman, and edited by Owen Gray. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.